Raider fans, my name is Jen, and this is my second season with Football's Fabulous Females. Last year was my rookie season with the Raiderettes, and it was unbelievable. Hearing my number called was one of my finest moments. Being a Raiderette has given me self-confidence. I go out there on game day, and I feel so happy, and you're in your uniform with all your sisters. You just feel powerful, you feel energetic, and you feel special because the fans are looking at you to bring them up when things are going rough and to get excited when we're winning. My number one hero in my life is my dad. He has always been self-employed and motivated. He's a very hard worker. He is there at every game cheering me on with all those fans. That kind of support from my dad means the world to me. He's my number one fan, and I really look up to him. Raider Nation, I'm Raiderette Jen, and I'll see you from the sidelines.
Thanks for staying tuned to the show. I'm your host, JT. This is a busy time of year, the holiday season, and as you know, the Raiders are always active in the community. Let's check in with our own Jeanette Thompson in this week's edition of the Community Corner.
Thanks, JT. Busy indeed. With the holidays in full swing, some great events have been taking place as the Raiders deliver some excitement into the community.
Hi, baby.
Marcel Reese and Darren McFadden, accompanied by a few Raiderettes, headed to a Verizon store in Elk Grove, where they posed for pictures and signed autographs for some very appreciative fans.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, I'm just so excited because I love this football and the Raiders, and I just met my favorite football player of like all time.
Thanks a lot.
No problem, man. They showed up for us 3.5 hours away from the Coliseum, and we still have the Raider Nation strong, thick, and having some fun out here with them.
Over in Walnut Creek, Nick Roach, Theo Moore, Bryce Butler, Rod Streeter, John Kondo, and Tywan Jones paid a visit to Indian Valley Elementary, where students' dedication to logging at least 60 minutes of exercise every day made them winners of the American Heart Association's NFL Play 60 Challenge.
We're lucky enough to meet the Raiders so they can come here and hang out with us. It's important to be active so you can live a longer life and you can run faster and play harder.
As part of a national initiative to help youth embrace a healthy lifestyle, Raider players facilitated classroom activities and exercises that emphasized how fitness can be fun.
It really sends a message about how important adults think it is for them to be exercising, and they have role models to look up to.
It's big to be in a community because, you know, the people that support us on Sunday, you know, those are the people that you want to go and give back to, especially to the kids, because they look up to us so much.
I think it says a lot about them as people and as players giving back. That's one of the things that we teach our students, too, is that they have a responsibility to serve. And I appreciate you guys coming back and serving us and inspiring our students.
Lastly, Marcel Reese was back at it again, this time lending a hand right before the holiday.
We're here tonight just to celebrate the holiday, celebrate Thanksgiving, and spread some cheer on everyone, and give thanks, and try and bless people with some of the blessings that we have. What better than to give away a bunch of food for Thanksgiving? You know, it's the food that we all know and love, and love to cook and love to eat, so why not be able to share that with the people that may not be able to have it?
Thank you.
I don't think my impact could nearly be as big as I want it to be. But I think my impact can help a little bit. I think we all can help with whatever we can possibly do in our power. And for me, it's just fun.
Now that Christmas is just a few short weeks away, you can expect to see even more happening locally as the Raiders continue to build community spirit. Back to you, JT.
Thanks, Jeanette. Next week, we'll get you ready for the preview of the Kansas City Chiefs. Quick reminder to the Raider Nation, if you haven't picked up your tickets to the Chiefs game or the remaining home schedule, just head over to Raiders.com. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.